Praise the Lord. Calabar people are wonderful. And your clapping alone can bring miracle in your life. Praise the Lord. Tonight, the Lord is coming your way. Power. I see the Deeper Life high school students there. I appreciate you. I love you. And all the Deeper Life high school students everywhere, accept my greetings. I wish I could come to every one of you and just shake your hand. God bless everyone in Jesus' name. And as I love our children, I love their parents, fathers and mothers who have deemed it fit to entrust the care of their children into their hands, will make you proud. Your children will come out well. And if you are parents over there and your children are about to get to secondary school, I want to tell you, the best place for character, for education, and for life, profitable life, the best place you can send your children is Deeper Life High School. Anywhere, everywhere. The Lord be with everyone in Jesus' name. Now tonight is my night. Somebody there, tonight is my night. The Lord will confirm it in your life in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you at this time and bless your name. We pray, oh Lord, you will touch every life tonight in Jesus' name. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight we come to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2 and verse 43. Acts chapter 2, verse 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. Tonight, I want to present the message to you, the present partakers of signs and wonders. This is Signs and Wonders Crusade. And you will discover in all the passages we have been looking at, we have been looking at signs and wonders. And tonight, you will be a partaker. The present day partakers of signs and wonders. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, the penitent partakers of signs and wonders. Who are the partakers? Who are the possessors? Who are the people that find it easy? They come like this, and then signs and wonders will visit them. I'll show you. Number one, the penitent partakers of signs and wonders. Number two, the purposeful petitioners for signs and wonders. The people who petition, they knock at the door of heaven. And when you knock tonight, ask, seek, and knock, the door will be opened unto you. But you have a purpose. For what? For the reason you want the signs and the wonders. Number three, the powerful performance of signs and wonders. Tonight, performance. Tonight, manifestation. I can't hear Calabar. Amen. Tonight, there will be demonstration in your life in Jesus' name. Number one now, number one, the penitent partakers of signs and wonders. How do people partake? How do people benefit? How do people have the signs and the wonders of the Lord? And tonight, how are you going to have the signs and the wonders? Look at this, Acts chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 37. And now, when they heard this, they were preached in their hearts. And he said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They asked an important question. They didn't just want to hear the word of God and then run off. They said, men and brethren, preachers, overseers, tell us, what shall we do? We're ready. We want to be partakers of the grace of God, of the goodness of God, of the salvation of the Lord, of the forgiveness and the freedom that God wants to give us. How shall we approach God? Tell us. Whatever you tell us, we're going to obey him. And then they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? If that question is on your lips, if that question is on your mind, if you are asking, I want the power of God, I want the pardon of the Lord, and I want all the grace of God, all the goodness of God to impact my life today, what shall I do? That is the first step you take in having the signs and the wonders. Salvation will come to you. Forgiveness will come to you. Eternal life will come to you. The Savior will come very near, knock at your door, and as you open your heart, it will become your Savior tonight. If you want that, say amen. Amen. And as they ask, what shall we do? Look at verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent. They were religious. They have gone to their synagogue. They've gone to their temple. They were religious. Some of them memorized some chapters of the Psalms. They were religious. And they tried to have this festival and that festival. And all those festivals did not save them. In fact, they were the people that said, crucify him. They crucified the Lord. They nailed him to the tree. And they didn't care about the pain, about the suffering. They even said they brought a curse upon themselves. They said, let his blood be upon us. But now, when they heard the word of God, they felt sorry. They felt ashamed. They felt they shouldn't have done what they did. When you hear the word of God and you feel sorry, sorry for what you have done, sorry for the evil and the bad thing, the sins you have committed, sorry for nailing Christ on the cross, sorry for causing the pain and the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the first step that you take in having the forgiveness, freedom, and salvation, redemption of the Lord. And that's the reason why when they felt pricked in their hearts, sorrowful, and they were ashamed that they did what they did, that's why they asked the question, what shall we do? And the answer came to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the removal, for the forgiveness, for the cleansing, for the washing away, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The grace of God will come to you. And then God will overlook everything you ever did in your life that was wrong. And he will look at you as if you never sinned. Salvation, forgiveness, freedom, and the joy of salvation will fill your heart. But there's just one condition, repent. And then it says in verse 39, it says, for the promise is unto you. The promise of freedom, the promise is unto you, the promise of rejuvenation, regeneration, redemption, being born again, having a new life, the promise is unto you, the promise of having a new heart, a new soul, a new mind, a new spirit. That promise is unto you, even to the promise of your healing. The promise is unto you, the promise of deliverance, the promise is unto you, and the promise of the power of the Holy Ghost that will bear you up and lift you up and empower you, energize you, and make you strong. That any problem of your life, the Holy Ghost will be there, and the Holy Ghost will wipe everything away, and you become a free man, a free woman. That promise is unto you and to all your children. You know, some people think that children cannot be saved. Of course they can be saved. Salvation for children, boys and girls, salvation for parents, mothers and fathers, salvation for the grown up, young adults, salvation for everyone, because the promise of the Lord is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. This is a global crusade coming from Calabar here, and those who are far away from Calabar here, the promise is unto you. And those who are in other countries who have been enjoying your singing and who have been enjoying your fellowship, and the promise of God of redemption, of righteousness, the promise of God of regeneration, of a new life is unto you anywhere you are, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Look at verse 40. In verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. What does that mean? Untoward generation, bad generation, evil generation, wicked generation, satanic generation, worldly generation, defiled generation. As Peter spoke, and as the word is coming to you today, it says, you are the one that has the question, what shall we do? And then it said, repent. And now it says, with many other words, he explained to them, he applied the word to them. He says, come out, save yourself from this untoward generation. You know what that means? If you're in a gang, that's a generation of evildoers. And Peter says, and the Bible says, save yourself, come out of that gang. If you are into a promiscuity and into evil and licentiousness, and you live by the work of the flesh, it says that's the generation. This generation is given to immorality. This generation is given to promiscuity. And this generation is given to filthiness, filthy language, filthy lifestyle, filthy dressing and drinking and doing all those things. And he says, well, you're the one asking the question, what shall we do? Here is what to do. Save yourself from this wicked generation. If you're getting money in dubious ways, if you're greedy, if you are spoiling other people, destroying other people, so you can get their money and so you can get what belongs to them, or maybe you want to take their wife away from them, or maybe you are following after concubines. It says, save yourselves from this wicked generation. And look at verse 41. And they that gladly received his word, you know, they were not offended. When Peter said, you're into prostitution, come out, they were not offended. And when Peter told them, you're into gang, you're into occultism, and you're in works of darkness, you go to shrine on Saturday, and then you come to church on Sunday, and Peter told them, he said, that's an evil generation, come out. They were not offended. They did not say, he even pointed at me when he was talking, I'm offended, I don't want to come to a place like that again. It says, so when then they that gladly received this word, when he told them, all that same partner, drop the same partner and come to the Lord, all the concubines and all the women in your life, or men in your life, it says, drop everything and save yourself generation, from this wicked generation. They were not offended. They said, I'm ready. Somebody there shout, I am ready. All the waistband, you are ready to cast them away. All those chaffs, you are ready to throw them away. All the shine and visiting shines, you are ready to throw them away. All the bad behavior and bad action and all the evil of your life, save yourself from this wicked generation. The people were happy. I'm happy that I could find a preacher that will tell me the truth. And they did that. It says then, they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The people just came. They said, that's what we have been waiting for. We want salvation. That's what we are looking for. We want redemption. That's what we are looking for. And immediately, without offense, without being unhappy, and without being disappointed, they said, repentance is the number one thing in their lives. And then after they came and they prayed and they received Jesus Christ to be their Savior and their Lord, look at verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfastly. They didn't say, I only did that at the crusade. I only did that at that time. But then they go back to their vomit. You will not go back to your vomit. You will not go back to your old life. The grace of God that comes to you will cleanse you and wash you and purge you. And you will not go back in Jesus' name. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That's why now verse 43 came, and fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. That's how it will happen to you today. Salvation, healing. Salvation, deliverance. Salvation and the miracle. Salvation, wonders will follow after that. You will be a partaker. Any partaker that I'm talking to today, I will be a partaker. Where are you? It will happen in Jesus' name. Let's come to number two now. Number two, the purposeful petitioners for signs and wonders. Purposeful petitioners for signs and wonders. We're coming to Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 29. Acts chapter 4, verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Let me stop there and explain to you. When thousands of people were converted, there were some religious leaders, religious powers, religious authority, religious men. They called Peter and John and the rest of the apostles. They said, didn't we warn you not to mention the name of Jesus? Now, anybody that takes Jesus away from you has taken heaven away from you. Will you allow anybody to take heaven away from you? Never. Jesus grants us eternal life. He grants us grace. He grants us salvation. He grants us reconciliation with God. He gives us the ticket to heaven. He's the one that helps us that our names are written in heaven. And he is the one that provides all the supplies that we need in our lives. He's the one that gives us strength to keep on walking until we get to heaven. Anybody who takes Jesus away from you has taken life, has taken eternity, has taken happiness, has taken reconciliation, has taken every good thing away from you. And so these people say, didn't we charge you? And didn't we command you that you should not speak in this name? And so the apostles replied them and said, whether it be right in the sight of God in your sight to abandon what God has said and then obey you, you see to that. We want to announce to you, we have got Jesus, we'll never allow Jesus to go away from us. I said, we have got Jesus, we got salvation, we got eternal life, We got signs and wonders. We got power. And we got the ticket to heaven. And nobody will take that eternal life and ticket to heaven away from your hand in Jesus' name. They cannot even touch your life. In chapter 5, I'll just tell you, don't open. They put, they locked them in the prison. And as they locked them up in the prison, an angel came from heaven. Angels will attend to you. And they lock you anywhere and they say, we told you, give up Jesus, and you will not give up Jesus. Then they lock you up. Angels will come and open your prison door. The Lord has set you free tonight. You will not be bound anymore in Jesus' name. Now, they threatened them and they said, all right, let bygone be bygone. But make sure that you don't mention that name anymore. Persecutors will threaten you, but the persecution is like a broomstick. And when they do it like this, that thing will even break before it touches you. Calabar didn't say amen to that one. Any power of evil, any intention of evil, any plan of evil that they want to put on you, any charm, that thing will become neutralized like water before it gets to you. Because once you put your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit in the hands of Jesus, no evil power will touch you anymore. And so they came to pray and they said, now Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. You see, when you come to the Lord, he makes you not just a little boy, a little girl, a babe in Christ. He makes you an ambassador. And he puts the word in your mouth. And anywhere you go, before they even talk to you and say, will you join this? Will you take back your vomit? Already you are telling them, I am born again. Somebody there, I am born again. You confront them with the message of the new life before they talk to you about their evil thing. And when you go out, you are like an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the power and the protection and the provision that follows ambassadors will follow you as an ambassador of Christ in Jesus' name. That's why they came back and they said, grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak thy word. Then look at verse 30. It says, by stretching forth thine hand to heal. That's the petition they brought before the Lord. A purposeful petition that will fulfill the great commission the Lord had given them. They said, Lord, everywhere we go, if we go to Calabar, stretch your hand and heal the people. It will do it tonight in Jesus' name. If we go to Enugu, stretch forth your hand and heal the people. It will happen in Jesus' name. We go to Lagos, we go to Ibadan, we go to Kaduna, anywhere we go, our prayer, our petition, our belief, our conviction is that God will stretch forth his hand. He will deliver everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Look at this, look at this, look at this. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. That when we mention that name and we say silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, it will happen. I said it will happen. You know, we had a retreat here in Nigeria, December 2018, before the COVID came. later. And then in London, there was this sister, lady, I would say, she was born with cerebral palsy, and she had difficulty walking. And then when she went, the friends invited her to that retreat in London, in the Plaistow area, because you see, in London, we have different districts, and one of the districts, one of the regions, is called Plaistow. Then they wheeled her in the wheelchair, because she couldn't walk by herself. And then the name of Jesus. Somebody help me shout the name of Jesus. We preached, and the preaching was transmitted to them from Lagos, from Nigeria here. And then I said, we're going to pray now. I remember she was wheeled into that retreat location over there in London. And the people that wheeled her in, you know, some staying at the back. So if she needed attention, they'll quickly wheel her to the toilet and wheel her everywhere. We had not even said the final amen. We're still praying, oh Lord, look at your people. Oh Lord, touch your people. Oh Lord, heal your people. We had not said the final amen. The people were closing their eyes. She got up. Calabar people, you didn't hear me. I said she got up. You will get up from that wheelchair tonight in Jesus' name. And then the people, when somebody saw her getting up without the wheelchair, that person shouted, another one shouted, another one shouted, and there was joy in the house. There is joy here tonight. There's happiness here tonight. Because our petition is that the Lord will touch everyone, and whatever infirmity and whatever problem you have tonight, it is taken away in Jesus' name. That signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. That's our petition, and God has granted us the petition. Christ is there by your side. He said, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And tonight, by the power of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus, everything that is tying you down, I'm going to loose that thing, break that thing, and I mention the name of Jesus, and you are free in Jesus' name. And he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be with them. And we're gathered here. Jesus is there by your side. The Savior is there by your side. The healer is there by your side. He said, he that believeth on me. Any believer here tonight? Any believer over there tonight? He that believeth in me, the works I do, he shall do. The same healing will take place here. The same deliverance will take place here. And then he said, greater works than these shall they do, because I go to the Father. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do. Everything we're asking tonight, freedom from sin, power over sin, and the power to conquer, we're asking in the name of Jesus. Look at you there. It's done in your life. It's fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. The purposeful petitioners for signs and wonders. Let's come to number three now. Number three is the powerful performance of signs and wonders. Somebody help me shout, power. It's anywhere you are, inside here, outside there, the power of the Lord will touch your life tonight in Jesus' name. Hey, look at something, look at something. Acts chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 12. Acts chapter 5, reading from verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders. Look at that again. They're popping up every time. Chapter 2, signs and wonders. Chapter 4, signs and wonders. Now chapter 5, signs and wonders. And by the hands of the apostles were signs and wonders wrought among the people. Where are the people? Among the people. I said, where are the people? The signs and the wonders will be wrought among you, the people, tonight, in Jesus' name. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. They all had the same faith, the same confidence, and they all had the same expectation. One accord, they were united. They all believed, they all had the same faith, one faith in the name of Jesus Christ. One accord, there's no disagreement. Some people did not say, I don't believe in miracles. Other people say, I believe in miracles. Other people say, I don't believe this here. Other people said, I believe this. They were all united, and tonight we're all united. I said, tonight we're all united. We're united, the power will be manifested here tonight in every life in Jesus' name. We're united that there will be signs and wonders in the midst of the people as we mention the name of Jesus tonight. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, and of the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. They glorified the name of the Lord and they magnified them. Look up here, look up here. Can you see me? If you don't see me now because you are bad eyesight, after the prayer tonight, you look up and see me well, well. God will give you better sight even tonight in Jesus' name. You see, that the people, they belittled them before. They said, it's not that so-and-so. Is that not Madam so-and-so? Is that not a common fellow, little fellow so-and-so? But when the power came and washed every stain away, when the power came and cleansed them, when the power came and gave them forgiveness and gave them freedom and gave them confidence and gave them conversion and gave them courage, they looked at them, the Lord made them bigger in the sight of the people. And tonight, as the power of the Lord will be connected with you, you'll be bigger in everybody's sight in Jesus' name. Those, look at this, those who were looking down on you, it's just a profligate liar, it's just a bad fellow, it's just a member of the gang, and it's just a womanizer, it's just a drunkard, and they were looking down on you. Today, the Lord will lift you up. He will cleanse your life. It will purge your life. It will bring new life into you in Jesus' name. And then they'll be looking down. They'll not find you down. Then they have to look up. Oh, it's over there. They'll magnify you. I said they'll magnify you. And your life will take on a brighter stage and image in Jesus' name. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord. And believers were the more added to the Lord. No subtraction, but addition. I said no subtraction, but addition. And then those who are receiving Jesus Christ today, and you say, I want this pardon, I want this salvation, you'll be added to the Lord. Multitudes, both men and women. Now look at something, verse 15. In verse 15, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them. Now, tonight, it's not just a shadow. You are hearing my voice. You are seeing me one-on-one. And you know that as we're here together, if two of us shall agree as touching anything we ask him of the Heavenly Father, he will do it in your life in Jesus' name. And then in verse 16, it says, and there came also a multitude out of the cities. They come from all the various regions and all the cities and villages and towns round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed, everyone. And they were healed, everyone. In this global crusade, and they were healed, everyone. Our brethren in DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, they'll remember we had a crusade there. And as we had that crusade there, there was a woman that was in the final stage of HIV/AIDS. And you couldn't make her to sit down. She couldn't sit down. She couldn't stand up. They put her on a stretcher, and then they put her in front of the pulpit because she couldn't stay in the midst of the people. Nobody touched her. I preached the word of God, and I told them that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then those who wanted to give their lives to the Lord happily and joyfully, they did that, raised up their hands, and they stood up, and then we prayed for them. And now we said, we're going to pray for the sick. Whatever the sickness, the Lord is going to touch you right now. And remember, that woman could barely talk. She was so weak, and she was lying down there, and no usher was around her. Nobody was around her. And then we prayed, and we mentioned that name that solves every problem. What's the name?
Jesus.
The name that raises the dead. I said, what's the name? The name that heals the sick, whatever stage and whatever condition you are, the name that will come to you tonight and lift you up, and there you'll be every week whole. Tell me the name again. And so we prayed in that name, and we said, in Jesus' name, we pray. And the people were going out, and the people were going out, all of a sudden, she rose up. HIV gone, weakness gone, sickness gone, and the people already going out. So somebody made an announcement and said, a miracle is over here. And the people rushed back to the stadium, and they didn't worry that they wanted to rush out, because the jubilation covered everywhere. Actually, the ambassador of Nigeria to Zaire at that time heard of that, and then he invited me to his house, and he said, I'm proud of you that you are a Nigerian. They'll be proud of you in Jesus' name. That same power is here tonight. That same salvation is here tonight. And then, as you have asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And the answer has come to you. Repent. As you repent tonight, you'll be a candidate of God's miracle. A candidate of God's power. And those people, they were men and women of conviction. They were men and women of courage. They didn't worry about Pharisees. They didn't worry about the Sadducees. And they had the word of God, save yourself from this unto a generation. 3,000 of them gave their lives to the Lord just like that. It's now your turn. I said, it's now your turn. Where are you? I said, it's now your turn. You must not go empty-handed tonight. Jesus wants to enter into your heart. He wants to forgive you. He wants to change your life. He wants to turn your life around. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You're doing that tonight. You're a man of conviction. Are you a woman of conviction? You're a boy, a girl of conviction, and you're making up your mind, and you're deciding, I want that Jesus to forgive my sin. I turn away from my sin. Save yourself from this unto what generation? And you are coming out of the gang. You are coming out of the evil. You are coming out of your sins. He wants you to make up your mind and to decide. And he wants you to be a boy, a girl of conviction. A man, a woman of conviction. And say, I come out. I come out, I come out, and I give my life unreservedly unto the Lord. The Lord is calling you now. Where are you? Raise up your hand and forgiveness will come. Where are you? Raise up your hand and salvation will come to you right there. Where are you? Raise up your hand. The redemption of the Lord is coming unto you right now. Anywhere you are, as those people were courageous, as those people were confident, as though people expressed their conviction and they came out from the untoward generation, you raise up your hand and then you stand up. If you are raising up your hand, stand up. Say, I am for Jesus. Where are you? Stand up. God bless you there. God bless you there. Anywhere you are, online, anywhere you are, the Lord wants you to declare for him right now and believe he died for you on the cross of Calvary. He wants to wipe all your sins away. He wants to take away all your guilt, all your condemnation, and he wants to give you the ticket for heaven to hold on to that Jesus Christ until you leave this earth. Raise up your hand and stand up, stand up, stand up. This is your chance. Don't allow the devil to take you back to his home. Don't allow the devil to take you back to his bondage. Let the forgiveness of the Lord, the salvation of the Lord, the redemption of the Lord come unto you right now and say, yes, Lord, here am I. I give myself totally, unreservedly, soul, spirit, and body. I give myself to Christ right now. Stand up right there. As you are standing up, remember the words were read in the Bible. Repent, repent. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of the bad things I've done before. And now I come out from this unto a generation. I will not be part of them anymore. Declare that to the Lord and then say, Lord, I believe that you are my Savior. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I accept you now. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Be my Savior and be the Lord of my life and the controller of my life from now on. The Lord confirm it in your life, in your heart, in Jesus' name. Did I hear an amen? Let me pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because of your word that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray that your salvation will come to everyone receiving, accepting, believing right now in Jesus' name. Let your peace come unto them. Let the pardon be registered in their heart. Let the joy of salvation be given to them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Welcome into the kingdom of God. And as you have come in, you'll not go out into perdition anymore in Jesus' name. Our counselors are there. Keep standing. Don't sit down yet. Our counselors are there. And they'll bring, they'll give you the normal sleeves. Our state pastor will take over now. And then all our brethren in all the various locations globally, all over the world, let's do the same thing now. And those who are alone, you'll find the telephone number on your screen there. Contact us. I gave my life to the Lord, and now I have the salvation of the Lord. God bless every one of you.
Please keep standing. Please keep standing. Our leaders go in now. Our hall reps go in now quickly. Our hall reps waiting for you now to tidy up their data, their name, phone number, their address, Make sure you are very meticulous. No mistake. No error. Check up the digits. Write in capital letters. Write digibly. Waiting for you to get done. Those of us that are already saved, you have a problem, you're telling God, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Are you on which year? You have cancer? Whatever you have of the devil, tonight that will disappear now. So quickly, tidy up gallery hall 1 to 10. Member, our hall reps, when you are done, it indicates as agreed. Make sure that you don't give them the package. We shall give them the package on the 1st of August in our headquarter churches all over the states and regions. As a package from the pastor, which I give you on the 1st in a banquet on the 1st of August, 2 p.m. It's on your program there. Please, let's be patient with them. Name properly written, the address, the phone number, the Airtel, MTN. Make sure that you verify. Don't make mistake. Don't write 6 for 5. If not, you miss them out. Tonight, they have a message from the pastor. Tonight. So make sure that you are very definite, you are very meticulous, you are very vigilant, you are very careful. So don't miss anybody. Write their names properly. Female or male is there indicated. And then you sign your name also, so you can give us more reports hereafter. If you are done now, let's indicate horse 1 to 10 and the member. Okay, that horse 7 is done. Horse 7 is done. Others are waiting for you. Are you outside overflow? Other states in Nigeria, other nations, what are doing here, the same thing you will do. Don't be a spectator. Don't be an observer. Don't sit on the fence. It's a global crusade. So you capture their names and their phone number. Okay, that hall is true now. Or is it hall 2? Is done. Hall 2 is done. Those waiting for miracle, please indicate, telling God now, look at this, I want this, and have faith in God. Okay, that member by my right is set. Okay, hall 5 is set also. Hall 10 is set. God bless you. Waiting for hall 1. Okay, hall 1 is set. Hall 1 is set. God bless you. You will now transfer the slips. Okay, that hall is set. Transfer the slip to you, follow up tonight, so they receive SMS from the pastor. Quickly, remaining hall 4, or 4, or 3. Others are set. Okay, that hall is set also. Hall 6 is set. God bless you. Then you now collect the slips, and then hand over to you, follow up, give it to the hall rep. Hall reps who now hand over to e-follow-up tonight before you go. Be praying and say, God, I'm waiting. Okay, that hall is set. We are set already. God bless you. It seems you are all set. We are all set. So now get set now as the final prayer. You will see a miracle. That thing will disappear. Are you on which year you will rise up? Are you deaf or dumb? Whatever it is, the Lord is here. It's a global campaign all over the world. Those outside Nigeria, please be attentive and follow through. So you benefit from this global crusade also online. Be praying now and have faith in God. The pastor is coming now with the power of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your miracle is on the way. And it's getting to you now in Jesus' name. I'll be a partaker. And look at you, I'll be a partaker. Heaven will send it to you. Anywhere you are, catch it now. It's happening in Jesus' name. You raise up one hand, and then you touch the place where you have the problem. When we mention the name of Jesus, that thing will vanish away. Father, in Jesus' name, I bring all your people everywhere, here, and in all the other places where we're connected now, I pray, connect them with your power in Jesus' name. Anywhere there is sickness, let there be healing right now. Blind eyes, open in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, be opened in Jesus' name. Tied tongues, and those who are deaf, those who are dumb, I pray anything that ties your tongue, blocks your ear, everything is taken away now in Jesus' name. And those who have HIV AIDS, I send a word of power unto you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer will not take your life. That cancer, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis and the vomiting of blood, I command, it will stop right now in Jesus' name. Insanity and mental problem, you devil, pack your load and go. And those who are mad, having mental problem, I release them now. You are set free in Jesus' name. Those who are stealing blood, or you have pile, or you have any other internal problem, the hand of the Lord is touching you right now. Be healed, be delivered in Jesus' name. Those who have broken bones, or you have paralysis, or you have stroke, I pray the Lord will touch you right now. Be healed. Let those bones be mended. And the strength and the power of the Lord will come in your joints and your body. Be whole in Jesus' name. Any problem, any sickness, any disease, the word of command comes to you from heaven through me. You are set free in Jesus' name. Solution to every problem. Healing for every sickness. Signs and wonders for everyone. Miracles for everyone. Let there be confirmation everywhere now. As we mention the name of Jesus, finally, all the works of the devil are destroyed. Thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your faith to action. Put expression to your faith. And do what you were not able to do before. You are healed already. Signs and wonders are present there with you. Put